Can I prove to you that your children actually do not totally belong to you? Your parents actually do not totally belong to you? You're allowed to say, my mother, my father, for a short while, for a while. But let me tell you, when you die, when you hear that someone passed away, what's the first thing you say? Can you say it? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. What does it mean? We belong to Allah, and unto Allah is our return. Subhanallah. Your own child, if you had total, you know, ownership of that child and it was your own property, you would have been able to have more say when the child was about to die, but you had no say. The child died when Allah had the say. You didn't have a say. The child was given to you as Allah willed, not as you willed. So whose child is it in actual fact? Meaning, who is the owner of that particular person? It's Allah. Subhanallah. Allah lends you. Allah gives you. Some He doesn't give. Some He gives only female, some only male, some both. All of that is a test of Allah. Pass it and you will get it. The connection that you have sometimes between yourselves and your family members is such that you make a dua, oh Allah, gather us in Jannah. Bring us together in Jannah. Unite us in paradise. Why? Because Allah gave you a good time here on earth with each other. So you're worried about, you know, being together in Jannah. I always say, my brothers and sisters, worry about getting to Jannah. Once you're there, whatever you want, you will get. Anything you want, you get it there.